I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
All right, so we kind of talked about it a little earlier in the show as we opened things up, talking about how far the Raiders were away. And, Scott, you brought up a good question. You know, is there a team that's currently in the playoffs that, you know, the Raiders are most likely to look like, or I thought was closest to? And I said the Tennessee Titans, who are at 11-5, are going to host the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday, you know. And I just kind of feel like Tennessee is who the Raiders can be based off of the way that they run the ball, the way that they work the clock, and the way that they handle things offensively. And the fact that Tennessee has a pretty bad defense but still managed to create some turnovers, put their offense in some favorable positions, steal a couple possessions a game, and come up with a couple stops a game. And that's one of the biggest keys. And so, you know, you look at the Raiders and you look at their defense, and, of course, that's what we're going to talk about. Can't wait till this, you know, defensive coordinator hire comes through because then you can start to say, okay, this is what maybe the defense could potentially look like. But, you know, I see that there's a lot of players with potential. Talked to Max Crosby yesterday. Obviously, he's got a lot of potential. Is he an alpha dog? No. Is he a veteran dude on the defensive line that you think is a difference maker? No, not really. But I will throw out one name, and this is really how the Q-tip goes. I want to throw out one name just to take a look at and pay attention to, and this is a name that was brought up by many Raider fans. I got to give them all the credit in the world. They brought this name up when this guy was potentially available, and I kept poo-pooing on it and said, you know what? He hasn't done anything really in his career, and maybe he only had a big year this year because it's a contract year. A lot of times that's how players go. They have their major great year when it's a contract year. But how about the West Coast kid, Leonard Williams, man, playing for the New York Giants? This dude only went and had 11.5 sacks for the terrible Giants in 2020. This dude, 11.5 sacks in a bad situation. He had never had those kind of numbers in his career. And I'm not saying that he's going to consistently have 11.5, but there is something to be said about a guy who all of a sudden learns, you know, learns his role and learns how to really dominate. And I don't know what he's going to get on the open market. I mean, he could very well get franchised again by the New York Giants. Who knows? But this dude never in his career had more than 7 sacks, and that was 2016 with the New York Jets. He had 11.5 in 2020 with the Giants. I mean, that's a guy who, now that he's a seasoned veteran, he could go in there and be an alpha dog type dude and be a leader and help free up things for Max Crosby, free up things for Cleve Farrell. Again, it all really depends on who the defensive coordinator is going to be, but I would take a long look at Leonard Williams and see what's going to happen, what kind of money he's going to be demanding. And this is a guy that, if anyone recalls, and this is what a lot of Raider Nation reminded me of, this dude wanted to be a Raider when he was coming out of USC. He openly petitioned to be a Raider. There's something to be said about that, and I know John Gruden looks for guys that want to be Raiders. I think that Leonard Williams would probably love to return to the West Coast, especially being in Vegas, being in a brand-new city, brand-new stadium like that. Back on the West Coast again, like I mentioned, I think that would be a big get for the Raiders, and that could be, you know, instead of going out and getting a bunch of guys, that could be like one dude that makes a difference, makes things better for Corey Littleton, makes things better for LaMarcus Joyner on the back end, makes things better for the corners. I mean, just one guy like that could be such a difference maker that the rest of the unit gets better.
Yeah, no doubt. Good stuff. Let me throw some other names at you, too, because if you look at the free agents that are going to be out there, and now they're all costly, so this is not – but the Raiders should have significant dollars available to go out and get some guys, especially on the defense. And we talked about this guy going into this past season, and that's Anthony Harris, a safety for Minnesota. Anthony Harris, a good fit for this Raiders defense?
I mean, he could be, you know, and again, it could, I think so, but at the same time, I kind of want to see who the defensive coordinator is going to be and see how they like to use their, you know, their safeties. I mean, he's a good player regardless, and the Raiders could use as many good players as possible on that defensive side of the ball. So I guess in a nutshell, he'd be a great player for the Raiders defense because they need all the really, really good players. But with that being said, depending on who the defensive coordinator is, they may be smart and say, hey, that LaMarcus Joyner guy that you have is really a good player. Let's put him back at safety where he thrives. You know what I mean? Like that could be a situation. And I would love to see Joyner and Abram at the safety position all the time. I think it frees up Jonathan Abram to do what he does best, which is not be back in deep coverage, and it allows LaMarcus Joyner to do what he does best, which is keep his eyes in the backfield and play that you know, that center field. And I think that it would help the Raiders in a major way.
Yeah, and if you look at the rest of the free agent market, I mean, there's not any big edge guys out there. I mean, the J. Devon Clowneys of the world, I think you want to stay away from, right?
Yeah.
The only guy that's out there that's interesting, but he doesn't fit in there enough. If it was Wade Phillips, he would fit, actually, is Shaquille Barrett, who's right. a good player, but I don't think, like, he's a very good player. He's good against the run. He's good against the pass, but he's in that classic 3-4. He drops into the outside linebacker role at times, dropping into coverage and all that. But at the same time, Barrett is not a guy. I don't look at him as that alpha dog like we're talking about they need up front.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and he had multiple years where he struggled as well. And then he got in Tampa Bay and he got with he used to be the Jets, Todd Bowles. Jeez, there you go. Wrong black guy. That was terrible on my point. Shout out to Todd Bowles. He's a hell of a coordinator. But, yeah, he got with Todd Bowles and Todd hit the right buttons and figured out how to make him, you know, get the most out of him, which is what good coaches do. They find a guy who may be struggling a little bit and say, how do I get the most? How do I maximize your talent? Todd Bowles did that in Tampa Bay. I'm not guaranteeing that he's going to continue on and go somewhere else and all of a sudden be able to say, hey, I'm this dude. This is what you should expect from me year in and year out. And again, that even goes back to Leonard Williams. Like, maybe the Giants just pressed the right buttons with him this year, and maybe he's not going to be that guy. But I'm kind of willing to bet on the big cat just because I feel like his work ethic, he's continued to get stronger and stronger and better in the league since he's been in the league.
Okay, let me throw one more name at you. You talked about veteran cornerbacks, right? And here's a guy who's getting towards the end, but would he be a good fit for that young unit? And that's Richard Sherman.
Yeah,
it's a tough one, right?
It's a tough one. He's a leader. You know, that's one thing. He's a leader. I like him. I respect him a lot. If Gus Bradley ends up being the defensive coordinator, then absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, again, he knows how to use Sherm. Uncle Sherm is what they like to call him. I think that him and Hondo would have nice conversations with each other. You know, and he's a smart dude. He's a West Coast dude. I mean, I could see Uncle Sherm being a good fit with the Raiders for sure. And he'd be a good mentor for a guy like Trayvon Mullen, who wants to be DB1, and a great mentor for Damon Arnette, who still needs to learn how to stay on the field, you know, and how to use proper technique and how to, you know, stay healthy and get into the weight room and take care of himself in the offseason. Oh, yeah. You know what? I just talked myself into it. Yeah, Uncle Sherm would be a great fit. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it just reminds me a little bit of like what Darrell Revis did in 2014 when he signed with the Patriots, just a one-year deal with an option, and really helped that team as well. And so I've been thinking about him just because I look at it from the perspective of, yeah, you know, he's only going to be around for a year, maybe two, but most likely just a year. It just seems to me like a guy, because we talked about it on a show last week, right, which was, you need somebody back there who can show these young guys not only how to do it on the field, how they conduct themselves, how to be a professional on the field, but also off the field. You know, it gives them a great opportunity for a senior leader to come in and really, you know, show them the way. And I think that this team, I think they have talent. You know, yes, there's some issues they got to fix, but I think if you get the right coaching staff in, the Damon Arnettes, the Isaiah Johnsons, if he's around, of course, Trayvon Mullen and Jonathan Abram, if you get the right guys in there, I think those guys can get it under control. It's just a matter of, again, having that constant example in that room that they can look to and say, hey, this guy's got rings. This guy knows what he's doing. This is what I got to be able to do in order to get where he is.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Uncle Sherm would be great. He'd be the defensive Jason Witten, except for he could still play. You know what I mean? And that's not a shot at Jason Witten, but he would be more effective than Jason Witten was, but he'd still be there to serve that same purpose that you just laid out. So, I'm all aboard, man. If there's two free agents I'm looking at, as of this segment right now, I'm looking at Uncle Sherm from the corner position, and I'm looking at Leonard Williams.
Yeah, Leonard Williams is good stuff, man. I mean, that's a great call. I think for all the reasons you mentioned, just a good fit and a West Coast guy, like you said, wanting to come back here would be a great deal. All right, Q, man. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. That was the Q tip. We're going to take a break. We'll say goodbye to Q. We'll see you tomorrow, man.
All right, my man. I appreciate you. Raider Nation, keep doing what you do.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls and text messages, and we'll close out the show talking to one Mr. Vincent Bonsignor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Of course, his show, In the Huddle, coming up next with Lincoln Kennedy from 4 to 6. You don't want to miss that. You're here on Silver and Black Today, only on Raider Nation Radio.